This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden used a rare solo news conference to forcefully defend both his record and his decision to stay in the presidential race Thursday evening. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Still, the president notes he does need to allay fears about his age and fitness.
If I slow down, I can't get the job done. That's a sign that I shouldn't be doing it.
Saying there is no indication of that yet, but he did make two flubs within 2 hours, answering the news conference's first question about Vice President Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
And earlier at a NATO summit event with Ukraine's leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Before quickly catching himself.
President Zelensky, I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President,
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sending ceasefire negotiators to Egypt. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports.
Israel says it's been operating across Gaza in recent days with operations in the south, central Gaza, and also the north, including Gaza City. These efforts come at a time of renewed attempts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. It's not quite clear what effect the Israeli military operations will have on these efforts, but Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that after several days of talks, he is sending a team back to Cairo to continue the efforts.
That was Joe Fetterman from the AP. A landslide has swept two buses carrying more than 50 people into a swollen river in Nepal. Three survivors apparently swam to safety, but rescuers have not found any trace of the buses on Friday. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea signed new joint nuclear deterrence guidelines weeks after North Korea and Russia struck a defense pact that raised concerns in the region about the North's growing nuclear threats. The guidelines are part of an effort to flesh out a U.S. commitment to defend the South. Washington has long promised to use all its capabilities, including nuclear weapons, to defend Seoul if it is attacked. Heat wave warnings continue in parts of southern and central Europe as temperatures soar to dangerous highs. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
A sizzling heat wave in parts of central and southern Europe is sending temperatures towards 40 degrees Celsius. In Italy, a red weather alert has been declared in seven cities, including Rome. Dennis Mix is from the United States and is on a private tour in the Italian capital, which topped 100 degrees.
We just skipped one of the stops. We stayed in the van because it's too hot for us.
In Serbia, people cool down from the 95-degree weather at public fountains. Doctors there have reported treating people collapsing due to the heat. Greece is also on high alert, as authorities say the country faces its highest wildfire risk in two decades. I'm Naeon Kim.
Australian police have charged a married Russian-born couple with spying from Moscow, top officials said Friday, accusing them of accessing national security-related material from the military. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke in Brisbane.
Australia's security agencies are doing their job and they're doing it well. People will be held to account who interfere with our national interests, and that's precisely what these arrests represent.
The 40-year-old woman, Kira Korolev, and her 62-year-old husband, Igor, both holders of Russian passports, have lived in Australia for more than 10 years and obtained citizenship, authorities said. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian spoke at a press conference Friday condemning NATO for saying China was enabling Russia's war with Ukraine, claiming the United States was bullying China. China's trade with Russia has grown since the invasion, partially offsetting the impact of Western sanctions. Italy's Alpine Rescue Services say a 55-year-old American tourist has died after being taken ill during an excursion on Mount Etna. Rescuers say the cause of his illness was unknown, but warned against the risk from high temperatures coupled with humidity and tourists who are not prepared to do such hiking. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, you can follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.